Good morning. How are you? We are blessed. I've had a very busy 2 weeks with the parish mission, and this past week both bishops were there, the retired bishop and the bishop now, Bishop Baker, great man. Both of them are great men, and 60 priests, and I was at EW10, and then I did a men's conference in Chicago. And no matter what, whether it was the priests at the parish mission or the men's conference, the focus really was on the second reading today, whereas it used to be fight the good fight. Now it's compete or whatever it was. I don't like it again. But it used to be fight the good fight. Keep your eyes on eternal life. And see, in the gospel today, you have two men that eternal life is the only thing that matters in the long run. And you got to get that what we are preparing for is eternity. Again, those of us who are older, those of you who are older, one of the preachers at the men's conference yesterday was this young priest, all this energy and everything, and he's picking on me, and I says, "When were you born?" "How old are you?" He told me, and I says, "You were 2 years old when I was ordained, you little pagan." So he got up and told everybody, "I was only 2 years old when Father Larry got ordained." And I said, "He's going to hell." But the reality is that we in this life is very fast. Monsignor Bible found out when he got to be called home this past week that the only thing that matters is eternity, that we live for eternity. Way too many people, not you, but the people beyond here, only live for this world, for their money, for their pleasure, for their needs, for their desires. But Jesus tells us so clearly, bam, when it happens and you die, it's going to be the exact opposite. You work for pleasure and take care of yourself and da-da-da, you're going to get nothing later. Those of you who have nothing can get lots of things later. The only way to stop that is that if we live for eternity, and that means we're always concerned about others. I've talked about this for the last month, so I don't want to spend that much time on it. But again, it's to remind us, listen, this is passing away. Everything, all your house, all your money, everything in the bank, it's all going to be gone. And one of my favorite movies, if you haven't remembered, probably you don't, but my favorite movie is The City of Joy. You ever see City of Joy? You can all rent it tonight and watch it. I'm sure you'll have a fine time. But anyway, in the City of Joy, at the end of the movie, there's just one line that goes on the screen. And it says, "All that is not given is lost." Huh? All that is not given is lost. That what we keep for ourselves, we lose forever. What we give, we receive forever. Again, the call is for us to be so others concerned in our daily life, to always do something for others, huh? And so when Paul's talking to Timothy, remember Timothy is a priest and a bishop, he's telling, this is what you got to do, pursue love, pursue generosity, pursue gentleness. I don't want to go there, but pursue all these things so that you can gain that eternal life. Now, this morning when I tweeted, I sat there and says, eternal life is a gift of grace, right? It's a gift of God, but we need to cultivate that gift every day. That means that the gift that God gives us, we cultivate it, we build it, we work with it when we're generous, when we're loving, when we're all these things. And so again, the most important thing in our life is our spiritual life. The most important thing in our life is our spiritual life. What are you doing every single day to cultivate your spiritual life, to cultivate your relationship with Jesus? Again, this cannot be, if I could jump up and down, if I was less tired, I'd be going crazy now. But the reality is that Sunday Mass isn't going to get you to heaven. It just isn't. It's your daily committed prayer life. It's your daily committed generosity to others. It's your daily committed loving of your family, putting other people first. That's what's going to get you to heaven. not getting your card stamped by going to Mass on Sunday and said, I listened to Father Larry. He gave a 7-minute talk today. Ooh, you notice how short it's got throughout the years. Because you've heard everything I've had to tell you, I think, and you don't care anyway. But anyway, the reality is that you and I need to be sitting there every day of our life, growing in the spiritual life. And the spiritual life is never the focus on self, but the forgetfulness of self. Let's forget about ourselves, and then we'll find eternal life. Let's not focus on ourselves, our spirituality, our holiness, our desires, our wants, and waste the life that God has given us. Let's forget about ourselves and cultivate the gift of eternal life. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Made for you know his love today and forever. Amen.